This is Dakota Datebook for June 23rd. The first North Dakota Volunteers left Fargo in May of 1898 for service in the Spanish-American War. Emilio Aguinaldo, the leader of Philippine resistance to the Spanish, welcomed the Americans. Aguinaldo eagerly anticipated independence from Spain. He believed the United States would make the Philippines an American protectorate, with full independence guaranteed in the future. Aguinaldo was considered an ally of the United States. He was a rather dashing figure, and Americans admired his resistance to the Spanish. On this date in 1898, it was reported that there had been an assassination attempt. In what North Dakota newspapers called a dastardly attempt on his life, Aguinaldo fell ill from what appeared to be poison in his food. The attempt failed, and he returned to action after a quick recovery. The arrival of American troops all but guaranteed victory, and the Spanish surrendered Manila in August. Much to the surprise of the North Dakotans, victory over the Spanish did not end the fighting, and the boys would not be coming home anytime soon. Aguinaldo received word that while the United States agreed to independence for Cuba, the plan was to purchase the Philippines from Spain and make the islands a territory of the United States. He felt betrayed, as American forces prevented Filipino fighters from taking part in the surrender of Manila. Aguinaldo was determined to carry on the fight for independence, this time against the Americans. When Aguinaldo turned from fighting the Spanish to fighting the Americans, the North Dakotans found themselves involved in heavy combat with Aguinaldo's forces. The Philippine resistance proved more formidable than the Spanish. The first shots of the Philippine-American War were fired in February of 1899. Aguinaldo himself was captured in March of 1901. The Philippine forces finally surrendered 1 year later. The 1st North Dakota participated in the attack on and capture of Manila. They were instrumental in American success during major battles. 25 of them were assigned to an elite scouting unit. 11 North Dakotans were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for their service. As volunteers, the 1st North Dakota were not required to remain until the end of the war. They returned home in August of 1899. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.